Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you will get all of your sex questions answered. You'll learn more about sex and relationships, and everything in your life will get better.
Yeah.
I just am eating this
chocolate.
See,
this is what's fun about being – hello, everybody that's listening on XM Radio and online at sexwithemily.com. But we also have another home, Stitcher Radio in San Francisco, and they let us use their lovely studios that's just packed to the brim with chocolate, chips, cookies – sodas.
That's why I like coming here.
Whatever you want.
And they're a great app that you can listen to your – you can listen – if you download the Stitcher app for free, it's the easiest way to listen to Sex with Emily or any podcast that you like from your smartphone.
Yeah.
And they have really great candy if you're ever in San Francisco and you want to come to their office and raid the refrigerator like we just do every day.
Yeah. And you just download it and search Sex with Emily. Pops up right in
Pops
your phone.
Up. We're the top thing. I think you just put in sex even and we come up because we are so friggin' popular.
Yeah.
It's been great doing the show. We are – I have to tell you, you know, I've been doing this reality show on Monday nights on Bravo TV at 10 p.m. It's called Misadvised. We've got a lot of new listeners, which is amazing. So welcome to the Sex with Emily family. It's been great from hearing from you. It's really easy. If you go to sexwithemily.com, you can just email me any of your questions to my website. We try to get to all your emails. We're getting, you know, so many of them. And if we don't, when we do get to them, we will email you so you can listen to the show. And sometimes we post your questions online. I answer them online. So there's lots of different ways we can get your information across, and we will get back to you. So I read all your emails, and I love hearing from you. So thanks for that.
And we have another announcement.
Oh, my God. What?
We have another new home. We're just going
gosh.
All over the place.
We got another new home. Tell them.
TRadioV.com. That's TRadioV.com. West Coast time. Every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we're going to be doing a live radio show with like five cameras.
Five
I know
cameras.
Back in the day we did like one camera that was only on Emily, about Emily, all about her.
Yeah, now you
but
can see
one
Menace.
Is like, this one is like totally interactive. You can call in. And you can actually Skype in.
You can Skype in, be on video.
Yeah, you can be
it's
on video.
It's a video and T-Radio V, radio and video. So that is every Monday at 2 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, and if you can't tune in on at that time, there'll be a video that you can watch on sexwithemily.com.
You can watch the entire hour of Menace and I in the studio. You can see the whole studio. It's very interactive. It's really cool.
Yeah, we just did a test run. I think it went really well.
I think it went well, too.
I went and talked to the people, and they loved it. They love you.
They do? Good.
Yeah, they thought you were amazing, but they totally agreed that you would be a train wreck without me.
Oh, stop it. I'd be a train wreck without you. Menace, you have to throw in that dig.
What?
How would I be a train wreck without you?
I'm just saying.
You're just saying that because you want to feel good.
No, I'm just saying that I just keep everything in line.
And Menace likes to give me a compliment and then take it away. Because Menace thinks that if it gives me too many compliments, my head's going to get super big.
Yeah, wish
so
it
will.
So
he's like, compliment, compliment, compliment. Dig, dig, dig.
All right.
Thanks
you're
for
amazing.
Nothing.
You can do everything by yourself.
No,
the
love
show
when you're,
would sound
I love
amazing. It would just take off if I wasn't here.
Menace, you add a lot to the show, and I love you. And I'm so glad you're here, and I'm glad everyone's here. Today's show, we're going to be talking about threesomes because, you know, I'd say in the last there's been 4 misadvised episodes. Threesomes have come up 2 times. It's coming up. I just saw next week's episode because we get it a few days ahead of time.
Yeah.
And another threesome situation comes up. So I thought I should give people tips
on threesomes.
Apparently I'm chick. I am a threesome chick as far as I know a lot about it. And yes, I've had 1 or 2. But
or 5.
Or 5. No, not 5 even. Not even 5. I'm not kidding you. But I feel like that's the number one fantasy for men. A lot of women are curious. And how do you get into it? What are the rules? How do you make it happen? We're also going to be reading the emails that you sent me with your questions. We've got some sex in the news. We've got just a lot of stuff going on. Today's show is brought to you by Good Vibrations. Go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code GVEmilyShip. And you get free shipping. But Mace, the easiest way to do it is to go to my products page at Sex with Emily, and you'll see all my favorite products from Good Vibes. And you click on it there, and you can go to the, they have a special Sex with Emily page. And it's like 30 products that I love. So I always suggest the vibrating ring. Cock rings are amazing. I think I was the first person to ever say cock ring on national television on the first episode of Misadvised. And I think I should get some kind of medal.
We'll find the people that make cock rings.
Yeah, they sent me cock rings. I mean, I said it. I said it on television. I don't think it's ever been done before.
Have your people. You have a whole staff at the Sex with Emily headquarters, which I put up on Instagram the other day.
Yes.
Just search White Menace on Instagram, one word. You can see it. You have a whole staff there. Tell them to call the cock ring people and let them know that you are a pioneer.
I'm a pioneer in cock rings.
Yeah.
I was talking to a new client yesterday, and they were like, do you like cock rings? I'm like, do I like cock rings?
Yeah.
I am the cock ring queen.
That should be in your bio.
I'm going to wear one around my head. I'm going to stretch it really tight and put it around my head.
First person to say cock ring on television.
Yeah. And I always wanted to be the first at something, you know, mm-hmm. to make a real, like, difference in the world. And I think that was one of them. So anyway, goodvibes.com. You can get tons of toys if you're products, toys, videos, whatever you want. We had a party on Monday night. Menace wasn't there. He was glaringly missing. But it was a screening party for Misadvised that we did actually with Good Vibrations, because Good Vibrations was featured in the episode because I attended a kissing workshop during the episode. I had to make out with a dude on camera, in front of people, so people would learn how to better kiss. And we taught that class at Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
They have a store, too, and an online site.
People had nice things to say about you about that on the internet.
What'd they say? Like, can't believe you did that?
They said you were kind of a floozy.
No, they didn't. They said, I can't believe that you had to kiss that guy who was twitching the whole time. So the guy that I was kissing, his name's Reed Mahako. He's a well-known sex educator. Nothing wrong with Reed. Adore Reed. However, he has a particular issue.
Trait.
Yeah.
Issue.
When he kisses, when he gets turned on, he said, he gets a turned on Tourette's is what he called it. So this is like 3 seconds before we made out. He said to me, I get this turned on Tourette's. So he started to kiss and he starts shaking violently. But like, it wasn't like in a scary way. I mean, it might have looked creepy.
You think it was an act?
No. So then I'm kissing him. I'm trying to focus on kissing this guy, and he starts shaking in Tourette's. It's a funny episode. Go watch it. It's on demand. I mean, I think it's on demand, or it's on some stations on demand. It repeats every day, Misadvised, so you should check it out.
Well, not to bag on you or anything, but
uh-oh.
You're going to take this the wrong way.
Probably.
BravoTV.com, if you click on Misadvised and click on the videos, there's a video right now of you and I kissing.
Oh, God. Should we talk about that?
And I just want to let you know right now, I was not twitching.
You were not twitching, but you did get a boner. So
I did not get a boner.
A preview to next week's episode. So basically what happens is Bravo. I have not seen the episode. I don't see them ahead of time, but they send them to me 3 days. I don't see it like weeks ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I see it like 4 days ahead of time because I have to turn in my Bravo blog, which you should all read on the Bravo site. And I
Facebook
like it. Menace and I watched the episode together. And what happened was I came back after the day after the workshop. We did a show. And I was like, Menace, I did this workshop. I taught people how to kiss. He's like, well, what'd you learn? And one of the main tenets of being a better kisser, because I don't know if this happened to you. It's happened to a lot of people. They say, you know, this person's great. Everything's wonderful. But we don't kiss well. We don't connect. Our kissing isn't very good. Can you teach someone to be a better kisser? And so what we taught in the workshop was that one of the tactics is to kiss somebody the way that you'd like to be kissed and then switch. So let's say Menace, so I was doing this with Menace. I said, Menace, let's say you and I were dating. I would kiss you. I would show you what I like. And then you would turn around, kiss me and show me what you like. So then we know, and then we can make an amalgamation of our kissing together.
Yeah, but I was an amazing kisser. but you not so much.
So Menace says to me, okay, let's try it right now, because he's been dying to kiss me.
Oh, yeah,
and so I got up off my chair here with my during the show, and I make out with Menace. And there's a video of it on site, on the website now.
Yeah.
Oh, we should put it on our Facebook
Bravo
walls.
BravoTV.com. I put it on my – see, you don't go to my Facebook.
Well,
I already
you
put it out.
You know why I boycott your Facebook page?
Why?
Because you are like – you don't just let people post shit. You have to you have to accept it. You have to prove it. If I do White Menace in a
text. Only with photos.
Okay. So if I go at White Menace – okay, fine. Doing it when we get back.
You can write – yeah, I've already posted it.
But Menace is mean because I kiss him
Facebook.
And then he wipes his mouth like he just had some broccoli or something that he didn't like. And that was rude.
Wow.
That's
no, I'm
hard.
Sorry.
It's whatever. It's
but
fine.
Yeah, check it out.
And
you
then
totally put on your blog on sexedelemy.com.
We will.
Come on now.
I'll do it now. I'll do
preview.
It today. We need to, we're updating our blog every day.
For all the, old school listeners, that's a moment they've been waiting for forever.
Exactly. People don't realize that Menace and I have been working together for a long time. And a lot of people are newcomers now, but they don't know the history, which actually we have a lot of our episodes up on the website. We've got like 150 shows, and every week we're putting up a Throwback Thursday episode. So actually today you're going to get a new episode from the past. But the point is, Menace, people write us. They're like, why don't you guys just hook up already? Why don't you guys just be together? You and Menace should be together.
They've been forcing this upon us.
So Menace was excited. He saw his in, and he made me kiss him.
But I told you, only two people in my life ever, the people that I've dated and made out with, is like I felt a really strong kissing connection, perfect.
But
like,
do you think if we were alone and there weren't cameras around that you would have found that I was a better – you would have enjoyed my kissing better?
Probably not.
Menace, that's mean.
Oh, I'm sure it would be amazing.
I'm a good kisser. No one's ever complained.
Why? Guys are not going
to
say anything. They're just happy they're kissing
you. Well, they always come back for more.
I know.
How about that?
Well, if you're putting out, of course.
I don't always put out. Oh, that's one of our Sex in the News things today, how women should wait for sex. That's one of the top questions we get asked.
Oh, do you know what?
What?
Are we going to do this or not?
Yeah. What?
Are we going to do a live show after the airing of the East Coast Misadvised on Bravo?
When?
Monday at 8 p.m. West Coast.
This Monday.
We can do a live 1 hour after show.
Oh, yeah. At T Radio V?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
I think that'd be fun. But you would have to really break down the episode and talk about the other girls.
I will. I don't say bad things about them. I love Amy and Julia. I mean, but I would I'd be critical.
Yeah.
I would
because I got some things to say.
Yeah, I bet you do. So
I love you, Amy, but,
she loves you. She's like, oh, my God. She goes, LMFAO, you kissed Menace.
Okay. If people don't know, there's another girl on the show. Her name's Amy. Cute girl.
Nice,
awesome.
Nice rack. Nice body.
Nice body. All that stuff. But it's just – she's one of those workout – freaks,
fanatics,
And I think the only people that can date people like that are people that are just fanatics with working out too. It's not going to work out with her, like trying to date somebody that's just not like food conscious, and going to the gym, all that stuff. She can't date anybody that doesn't do that because it's just going to be a constant thing. With the guy, he's going to be annoyed by it, like because you're always going to think, "Oh, I don't look good, or I'm going to look fat," and blah blah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, and if you dated her and you were like eating Taco Bell in front of her, she'd be horrendified.
Oh well,
horrendified.
Her panties would
be
probably
horrendous.
Wet if that happened.
I'm sure. That's Amy and Julia's also on the show.
Yeah,
we're getting good response. It's been fun.
I know
good
the
times.
Viewership was up.
Way up. Tell all your friends. Everyone watch it right now or DVR it. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got some sex in the news.
Do ya?
Yes, I do. I don't have anything celebrity. So if we – you know what I did not mention in here is we have not talked about yet is the Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes divorce.
What do you think?
I think it's not a surprise. She married him young. She was totally swept away by him. But if you look at his history and his past, like he doesn't seem like someone who's like a safe bet.
To date,
little Nicole Kidman. It's always weird the divorces that he gets into and the
separations. Actually, I didn't know about his first marriage before Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, to someone another.
It was another famous
Mimi
person.
Rogers, I think.
Yeah, and she's actually the one that turned him on to Scientology.
Oh, interesting.
I was reading up on it
because they
mentioned it on one of the extra, shows that I watched. That's how I get all my education is from television.
That's great.
And then
that explains everything.
But it makes me go
pop
research.
Culture aware. Right.
Yeah. So I went and researched and I found out that she was the one that turned him on to to it. And she was actually – him and her were only married for 2 years.
Yeah. I read that. I did know that. And yeah. then Tom and – and then they say Katie's going to be like the next It Girl and all this stuff because she's like single and Tom Cruise's yeah. money and she can live that life.
I definitely think so. She – people bring up all the movies that she was in. She was in this one movie called Go.
Yeah. I love
which
Go.
Which was one of my – all-time favorite movies.
I'd love to see that
movie. They never
again.
Give credit to Go when they give out the
– or maybe she's ashamed of it because there's like drugs in it or something.
It's just like very indie type.
I loved to Go. I loved when it came out. Yeah. That was a really good one.
If and you then, don't know, there's some sex scenes in there, people.
Is she in it? Does she have sex?
No. But there's a guy that has a threesome in it in the movie.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. The Irish guy, he – they go to Vegas and he crashes a wedding and then he – he was able to take two bridesmaids up to his hotel room and he had sex with them.
At Go? In Go?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't remember. That came out like 10 years ago, didn't it?
More than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So we'll watch it again. Okay. Sex in the news. There's a hot – what do you think about this? There's a new no-orgasm sex called Careza. There's a curious new trend in couple therapy, sex without orgasms. You might have already been having that kind of sex, but Matt Cook says his sex life with his wife is better than ever, but he never wants to climax again. He practices Careza, or Careza, K-A-R-E-Z-Z-A. It's a form of intercourse that doesn't focus on orgasms as the big prize. In fact, people who practice are urged to avoid them altogether. It creates a deep feeling in a relationship that's very close to describe, much deeper than conventional sex.
Dude, do you know what's crazy?
What?
Another guy in the movie Go talks about this.
Shut up.
Swear
How
to God.
Do you remember this from 20 years ago?
Because I'm not crazy like you.
Oh,
I can
God.
Remember all
I got
all
lots
this stuff
in my brain. So they say it's useful for couples even in the honeymoon stage. They offer this to couples who are even together in a month for even for a month or so. They say they wake up every single morning and they're not thinking about genital stimulation. They're snuggling, they're holding and breathing with eye contact and flow. And it's very conscious. So what they're saying is that it's a way to strengthen marriages because they can become closer without actually having intercourse. And then he talks about the biochemical things that happen when you have an orgasm that you kind of get a hangover because the dopamine in your brain spikes at climax and then it crashes. So they say that the brain scans of people climaxing looks like that of a person shooting heroin. So if we avoid orgasms altogether, it'll keep couples closer. I'm not ready to give up my orgasms mm-hmm. yet, if ever, but I do get it's kind of like a tantric sex kind of thing that there are a lot of schools of thought that you shouldn't just focus on the orgasm.
Well, it's easier cleanup anyways. That's a benefit.
Oh, thank God. I hate all that cleanup. Okay, there's a dating
tip. You don't like to clean in general.
I clean. I did my sheets yesterday. I've never cooked in my life. I did make a frozen burrito for
People,
a friend last night.
Go over to Emily's house. Swear to God, all there is ice in the refrigerator. Like, I don't know how this woman
No,
lives
I
at
don't
all.
Have ice because my ice maker's broken. So I
oh,
really, I don't even have
what
anything.
The hell?
I just like, it's like condiments. I've never cooked. It's so bad. I know, but I'm working on it. Okay, so I
That's
did.
That's how you stay so thin.
I'm so thin because I have no food. I starve. Yeah. I'm not on purpose. I just.
Well, you're not going to like go get food or anything, so.
I do live by Whole Foods, but it's so expensive. It just kills me. You go in there for one thing, it's like $50.
You got to go to the poor man's Whole Foods.
Which one's that?
Trader Joe's. That's
oh,
I'm
going to go in there today. I am going there. I love Trader Joe's because I'm going away this weekend to my friend's cabin.
Who's your friend?
My ex-boyfriend, the baby
oh.
daddy.
Who's the group of people that are going to be there?
I'm going with some friends. It's my friend's birthday.
Break down the friends. Who are these
Charlotte.
People? She's
I don't
need
single.
Names. Who are these people to you?
They're bestest friends in the whole world. And a guy that I've been dating. And
oh.
some other friends.
Guy you've been dating.
And we're sleeping in my ex-boyfriend's bedroom in his cabin.
Oh.
Is that weird?
Is your ex-boyfriend going to be there?
Yeah.
And the
He's
current,
my ex-boyfriend from years ago.
And the current guy you're dating.
We're going to have sex in his bed. Is that weird?
Wow.
What do you think?
I'm thinking if I was the current guy that you're dating, I would be saying you should
I
go have fun.
I dated this other guy like 7 years ago. No, they love each other. They like are they email. No, it's good, honey. I think it's healthy. I think what
you
I'm
think
representing.
Is that even healthy?
That my ex-boyfriend's my best friend and watches my dog when I'm out of town every 5 minutes? Yes. And that he loves my
healthy.
Boyfriend. Not my boyfriend, but...
Oh, you got a boyfriend.
No. The guy that I'm dating. I don't like that word. Please do not bring that up again.
Oh,
I didn't say it.
My
Please,
God.
Let's just... Can you cut that out of the audio?
Oh,
just
my
just
God.
Kidding. He's not my boyfriend.
I know.
In fact, he's been mad at me lately.
You're the ex-boyfriend right now.
He's been mad at me lately.
I wonder why.
Because
maybe
not...
Maybe he's been watching a TV show where you make out with every single guy every episode.
Yeah, that hasn't been helping. because I kissed my ex. I kissed my high school crush 2 episodes ago. I kiss you.
You kiss some
polyamorous slut.
Oh, dude. People.
Tell me.
The line of the whole episode is what? We talked about this yesterday. I go, people are going to quote this.
It's not sex with Emily. It's sex with everyone. That one? No.
No. It's about polyamory.
Oh, I don't know. Tell me it.
What? We went over this for like an hour yesterday. It's the polyamory Scrabble.
Oh.
Break that, it down for
okay,
everybody.
So when we were talking about, this was not actually in the scene, but I quote it, that yeah. Reed likes to be penetrated anally while playing Scrabble.
So what's it called?
I don't know. What did we call it? Penetrative Scrabble.
Yes.
Yes. Dude, I'm sorry. Penetrative Scrabble. It's hilarious. That's what he likes, though. But, you know, everyone's got their thing that turns them on.
Who's playing penetrative Scrabble?
Apparently Reed.
How do you even play that?
How do you focus on the letters when you're being penetrated and anally? Yeah. I don't know. I'd be like, word, and then I'd forget the word.
When you get the word, you get penetrated?
I'm not sure. You know what? I didn't get into the details because I didn't think it was anything I was going to be playing anytime soon.
There should be an app, a Sex with Emily penetrated
I think
Scrabble
not.
App.
I think that's not my next app.
Anal.
Anal app. An anal wow. app. God, anal sex comes up in the show a few times and threesomes.
Wow. Only in your segments, too.
Only in my segment. Mom, Sex with Emily. It's not going to come up with Amy or someone, right? Okay, so here's a dating tip. Keep your pants on, ladies. In a relationship, it's usually safe to say that women has far more to lose than the man. Sorry, gents, until you can get pregnant, this is true. So if you want to protect your heart and save your precious time, here's some cautionary advice. So this is for women about keeping your pants on. Number one, keep your pants on until these elements are in place. You're dating each other exclusively. Keep your pants on until you're exclusive. This is just a suggestion. This is something that Amy would say. But like, there are a lot of women who sleep with the guy really quickly. They assume they're going to be monogamous. They make all these assumptions. They get attached to the guy before they should because they had sex. So if you want to protect your heart, don't have sex until you guys are exclusive. Your primary dating purposes are in alignment. If you're sincerely seeking marriage and kids, don't go there with anyone else who's not on the same path. If you've not yet had that conversation and you don't know the other person's long-term plan, keep your pants on. What do you think about this? Do you think a woman should ask you first if you want to have kids? This is for women who are on a track to get married, settle down, have a family. Yeah. You know exactly what you want. Maybe this isn't for a 23-year-old, but maybe this is someone who's 30 or who's looking for the right guy and keeps falling into relationships with the wrong people. This is kind of like, just wait. Just wait to have sex until you find more out about this person.
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking these questions right away, you're going to scare off the guy.
I know, but then guys want to have sex on the second date. So what do? I would be like, I don't know. It is a slippery slope because I do not think
then
women—
Make sure, you know, you have really protected sex.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's the next point. You've had the touch sheet. Right. Have you been tested? Has he been tested? You got to ask these questions. So— and remember when high school, we had lots of fun with our pants on. Sex is actually much more satisfying when you wait a while for it. And it's along the lines of lovemaking than cheap casual sex. It's worth the wait.
Yeah. If it's a girl that I really like, then I'll wait.
You'll wait?
Yeah.
How long? It doesn't matter.
It depends on how much I really like her.
I mean, not like 6 months maybe, but maybe like a month, 2 months. How long do people wait these days? Let me know. Feedback@emilymorse.com.
I mean, as you get older— You know, girls get a little bit sluttier. They're willing to, like, hook up with you on the first date.
Really?
So it doesn't really matter.
What do you mean older? Do they? They lose their inhibitions?
They do. They just like, yeah, they'll bang you. Whatever.
They'll bang you and then go get dinner and do whatever.
But if it's somebody that I really, really liked, I'm willing to wait. I mean, I'm not going to wait a year, but I'll wait. Maybe I'll wait, like, if she has, like, some issue— Where she really needs to date somebody, then I'll wait. If I'm exclusively dating her and she's not hanging out with anybody else,
right?
Then I'd probably maybe wait to like 6 months.
Oh my God, really? Yeah. To have sex?
Yeah, as long as she's only hanging out with me.
I can't believe that. When are you going to start meeting these people? That you want a relationship, don't you? Or no, you're good now.
Do I want one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have a relationship. Yeah,
I want you to have one.
I want a strong, healthy relationship.
Me too. I would only let you have that.
I don't want to go out and like bang a bunch of people. Do you know why?
Why, honey?
because it's easy for you as a woman. You can just go, I'm not saying this is what you're doing.
Right.
This is what you're doing. But it's easy for you as a woman to go on a bunch of different dates with a bunch of different people.
Right.
As a man, it's not as easy because it costs a lot of money.
No, that's true. It's expensive.
You know, if you're old school like I am, a man should always pay for the first date. So if I'm hanging out with a bunch of different chicks,
right.
I'm going on a bunch of different first dates that I'm paying for a lot of effing money for.
Can't you just take him to some of your free movies and stuff?
Unless you're like just hanging out with a bunch of whores, it doesn't matter if you're taking them out or not.
Right.
You know?
The whores just want to make sure you
The whores are not the ones that I want to, you know, have a relationship with.
Right. It is expensive, but there are things you can do on a first date that are not expensive. Go for a walk on the beach. Go to the park.
Really?
Sorry, you would never do that.
Do you know what would be not expensive at all?
What?
If a girl made me a dinner. You should make somebody a dinner.
I should make somebody a dinner. In fact, I should. I'm not.
When's the last time you cooked something?
I've never have in my life. Not one thing ever.
Are you serious?
I've never turned on my stove or my oven or whatever either.
What the F, man?
What would I cook? I've never cooked.
I saw the episode with your mom and she was cooking stuff.
My mom, I know. She
How
was
come
cooking
she
up
never
a store.
Cooked
she
something
says
for you?
That, okay, my mom's theory is that she tried to teach me how to cook when I was growing up and she'd be like, Emily, come in the kitchen. And she said I was on the phone the whole time. Like my entire childhood, I was on the telephone and I wouldn't.
Who were you talking to on
friends,
the telephone?
Friends, girls. I was like 12.
What are you talking about?
Boys, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
At 12?
She says I was always on the phone, always with my friends, and I was not interested in learning to cook. And she said she tried to help me. I don't remember that. Mm. I don't remember her ever saying, like, learn to cook. But it wasn't like a fun thing. My parents were divorced. My mom's in the kitchen, stressed out. Like, I really want to go hang out with my mom, make some chicken. So now, as a result, I don't know how to cook. But
did that affect your brother? Did your brother
– My brother doesn't cook either. No one cooks in our family. And my sister-in-law kind of cooks, but
yeah.
My mom cooks. I know. It's weird. We're a weird family. That's, but we've got other skills. Like we're pretty
– I mean your brother – I mean don't speak for your family.
Okay.
Your brother has a lot of skills.
He's got mad skills.
Mad skills.
My brother's going to come to New York. I'm going to New York. Okay. So I'm going to New York.
And you halfway invited me.
You're
yesterday.
Welcome. You're welcome to come.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
We're
going
to be on the Andy Cohen Show. Watch What Happens Live on July 23rd. And if you're in New York and you want to come to our party, let me know. Email me.
This is how Emily invites you to things that she doesn't really want you to go
Oh,
to.
Stop. What?
This is what happens.
What?
She goes, oh, New York, you should totally come, blah, blah. And I go, oh, yeah, I actually have a plane ticket. I can go to New York. I can fly whenever I want. Oh, but you probably can't take work off.
That's how you don't want me to go. If you came, I would be so happy. You could stay in my hotel room if you promise not to try to kiss me again.
What?
I'm kidding. But no, but you could. I would love you to be there, Menace. If you could take off a day of work, come on Monday the 23rd to New York.
Misadvised
screening party. It's like 2 weeks. Honey, I always want you there. I just don't know you to ever take off a Monday.
Mm. I can fly out that Monday.
Don't doubt me that I don't that I
What
don't
time's
want you
the
around.
Party?
7 to 10.
7 to 10?
And then we go and Watch What Happens Live, and I'm allowed to bring two people, and you could be one of my people.
What? Are you serious?
Totally. Think about it.
I'm going to seriously have
to table that for after the show. We can talk about it. Yeah. Okay, my last sex in the news story. Jane Fonda says, I have a great sex life. She's growing old like a fine wine. The famed actress is not taking her later years lying down. Or wait, maybe she is. The thrice married Oscar winner told the UK's Sun that her boyfriend of roughly 3 years, a music producer, has shown her true intimacy, which she absolutely wanted to discover before dying. At 74, I've never had such a fulfilling sex life, Jane said. When I was young, I had so many inhibitions, I didn't know what I desired. And I think that's true. I think the older women get that they definitely enjoy sex more. They enjoy sex more readily. You learn your own bodies. And I love to hear that she's boning people at 74.
She was just recently on the Kathy Griffith show. Like
really?
Griffin.
Was she good? Or whatever her name is.
She was really good.
She's
actually, she seemed a lot more reserved than I thought she would be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Versus, she was on there with Kelly Osbourne's mom.
Oh, okay.
Why can't I think of her name right now?
Osbourne. Right.
Yeah. And
Sharon.
Sharon. And I love Sharon Osbourne.
Do
I don't
you?
Know why, but her. Sharon Osbourne and Kathy were just like going crazy and just like being super sexual. And it was weird because I thought
– I should be there.
Yeah. Well, you should totally be there. But I thought that that Jane Fonda was a little more reserved.
Oh, interesting.
But they have like – do you have that famous photo of – are you seeing that famous photo of Jane Fonda where she got arrested?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, years she ago for protesting.
She looks really hot. Yeah, for protesting.
Yeah. She was hot. She is hot. She was totally hot back in the
this
day.
This is before, they started going out with, sexy pictures of her, everywhere.
Oh.
This is, just her arrested. And
in her 20s.
She looks hot.
Yeah, I'm sure. She was, an activist. Uh-huh. Totally. Okay, we can move on to some emails. We love hearing from you. You can write me at feedback@emilymorris.com, or easiest way is go to sexwithemily.com and just use the form and on the contact page. And send me your questions, and I will answer them. Please, please tell us where you're from. We want to know where you live. You can change your name. We don't care. But it's good to know your name, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Do you listen on your computer? Do you listen on your phone? Do you listen on your Apple TV?
Do you listen on Sirius XM?
Sirius XM. Are you listening on Extreme Talk XM 165 right now? Tweet us, Sex with Emily, and Menace is White Menace.
Yeah. And if you're listening on Stitcher, we have so many ways. Sexwithemily.com.
You can't even avoid. If you tried not to listen to Sex with Emily, it wouldn't happen because it's so easy right now to listen to
Sex
with
Emily. And make sure to check us out Tuesdays at 2 West Coast time. TRadioV.com.
Yeah, you can watch it on your computer.
And you can call in.
Or your smartphone.
And you can call in.
And you can call in and talk
Skype
to us.
Skype in.
Like,
we
live.
We can see your face. We can see your face.
We can see your face and you can see our faces. And
crazy.
You better be cute. It'll be fun. Okay. So, emails. Dear Emily, why is sex such a taboo subject? All of humanity has to do it. It's totally normal. If we all do it, then why is it so taboo? From Kyle. Kyle, that is a great question, and it's something that I run into all the time in the world. And the reason why I started the show is because I believe that, especially in America, I'm not sure where you're from, but we live in a contradictorily repressed society where sex is everywhere. Everyone's thinking about it. People are motivated by sex, but yet our laws governed and the way people act are very repressive and very negative toward it's sex is still taboo. And so what I try to do on the Sex Family Show is break that down and make it something that's just normal. We can all talk about sex and relationships, and it's such important information to get out there, because there's not a lot of smart sex talk shows and ways for people to get this kind of information. So either porn stars or porn. But I'm just trying to educate people, and I don't know why it's so taboo if that's what everyone's thinking about, but we're trying to break down that barrier here at the Sex with Emily Show.
That's what you're trying to do. Well, you say that I'm not trying to do that.
No, you are. You
I try.
I'm just saying we at the Sex with Emily Show.
I know. But sometimes you say every piece of advice that I give out is a bunch of malarkey.
No, I didn't say every piece that you give out is malarkey. Just some pieces are malarkey.
All right.
Dear Emily, I'm in the middle of watching Misadvised, and you make a misstatement that really hit home with me. You are answering a question about monogamy and why you don't like monogamy, saying, because I don't know that many happily married people. That really hit home with me. I'm currently in my second marriage, and I'm not happy. At times, I think maybe I'm just not the marrying type, if that type still exists. In fact, I blame a lot of it on the possibility that I just always pick the wrong guys. But now I'm playing with the idea that maybe I just don't fit into the monogamy mold. Coming from parents who are very conservative and who've been married for 30 years, I've always thought that was the life I wanted. Now I'm not so sure. I'm married to a man who I thought was the perfect man for me. The problem is, I'm unhappy, and I don't know if it's just me, I'm just not the married kind, or if it's just a relationship. How do I figure this out? What is this species idea? And how do I figure out if monogamy is for me? Ugh, I desperately need to help to figure out if it's me or the relationship. From Jessica. Wow, Jessica, this is a really loaded email in a good way. Now, I do say on the show that I think that monogamy isn't for everybody. And I think I talk a lot. Last week's show on Misadvised was all about polyamory, people in open relationships. But I want to know, Jessica, what I got to say is you want to know if it's the relationship or if it's you or if it's monogamy. And I'm thinking this is you right now. I think that it's not about the guy. It's not about what you choose, monogamy, non-monogamy. It's kind of where you're not happy right now. And I want to know, are you not happy with yourself? Are there some things that are going on in your life that you might need to work on? Are you not loving your job? Are you feeling like you're not doing enough things that you had set out to do in your life? I'm wondering if you're just not in the right place for a relationship, or if the reason why monogamy isn't working for you, because I don't have all the information, but are you saying monogamy is not right for you because maybe you want to have multiple sexual partners? Maybe you're not satisfied sexually with this guy, because you didn't say here what it was you thought he was perfect for you, which I think is the first fallacy. We often meet people really, we think, oh, he fits everything that I want. I check it off on paper. But a lot of times we just people end up with the wrong people. And I think that maybe you might need to pull back and do some introspection. Maybe some therapy would help you right now. Therapy is a great way to figure out what you want. I wouldn't say you go ahead and divorce this guy. It's your second marriage. Try to make it work. But maybe you need couples therapy, or maybe you need to start with individual therapy and figure out what you want. The hardest test that we all feel on the planet, and what we're really lucky, we're lucky. We can all figure out exactly what kind of relationship we want, what kind of life we want, and we can make that happen. But we know when people do not spend the time getting clear. Like you said, your parents, like you said, Jessica, your parents were married for 30 years. You thought that was your only option. You thought, I want to be happily married for 30 years, just like my family, because we often do what we see, what we experience. And so I think that maybe you've been had these messages and you just need to pull back and do some self-exploration.
What about her current relationship, though?
I don't know. They might need some therapy. She said she's very unhappy and she's not sure if she's the marrying kind or if it's just a relationship. So I would say that those are two really important things. I would say that it could be both. It could be one or the other. It could be a little bit of, whatever. I'm not sure. So I think that you guys maybe come some couples therapy. Does your second husband know that you're unhappy and why? Have you tried to work on the issues? Relationships are about compromise and communication and talking about these things. And if you're not currently talking, does he know, that you're unhappy, then you're not going to go anywhere. So I would say a little couples therapy. I'm telling you, I say this, but it's so true that I have seen if not hundreds of couples enter into couples therapy, and it has either save the relationship or end the relationship, but either way, it fast tracks your issues so you can figure out what is really going on, because you have a third party and you go for a month or you go for 2 months, see this person, and I think you'll really get to the bottom of some of these issues. I say a therapist. You can maybe get one through health insurance. They have free clinics.
How many therapists are you currently visiting?
One. Have I ever seen more than two?
How many
I have
do you
seen
think
more than two.
You need?
Spilled. I don't think I've been in therapy for years. I was, and then I stopped, and now I'm back again.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many therapists do you need? I think you would need a lot.
No.
You'd need a whole round table.
What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
But I know my issues. I own my issues. You say that they're not true, the ones that you have.
I think I've worked on a lot of my issues. I'm working on more about work stuff right now in therapy. I think my issues are pretty – I think I've got my relationship stuff figured out.
There's somebody that I really want to talk to is coming up in the new episode of Misadvised. People should really watch it.
Okay, well, who?
That guy that Julia talks to.
Oh, you like him, the relationship, the love, the happiness coach.
Happiness coach.
I want to go talk to him.
I like what he said.
I know. What did he say exactly? We can't. I liked it too.
Yeah.
Watched it
quickly.
But
you should really watch it. People should watch it, because I actually used to be around somebody like that when my early years of broadcasting.
Right. Really positive.
This guy that I know, he passed away, but he had 28 grandchildren.
Wow.
Right? He was married twice. He did so many things, and he had a lot of life experience. He could talk – his conversation, he could talk about a necktie, and you'd be riveted by this necktie conversation for 45 minutes. But he was just so positive in building people's self-esteem and making them feel so good. You got to be around people like that.
I know. I agree.
I was just actually reading on Twitter the other day that if you're in a negative relationship, then you're pretty much doomed.
They said
that your breakup rate was 80% if somebody else in your relationship is just a negative person.
It's true. I believe that.
Their vibe,
It's funny that people are even attracted to people who are negative all the time. But they are, maybe because they think they can fix them, make them happy.
Yeah.
And you can't change the person you're dating ever. So
there's this girl who is actually doing a show on T-Radio V. And her message, she's all just about being positive, right?
Yeah.
Her radio show is something that I would never listen to in a million years, right? But since I see her energy and how positive she is – I'm sucked in.
Wow.
I'm sucked into it.
Did you hear it? Did you watch the show?
I watched it. Yeah.
What's it called?
Her name's Cecilia. It's like Lost in Translation or something like that. She's like from – I could be wrong, but like Brazil or Argentina. She's from Argentina.
Okay.
Her like vibe is so positive that I'm just – I just – can't get enough.
Is it like happiness show? Like how to be happy?
Yeah,
it's like positive, like
being,
positivity.
Just, yeah, just positive. She's like, because you know, news is if you flip on the news or just go
so
online,
negative.
It's just all negativity. It's the most negative news stories. You rarely see anything that's positive.
I know.
You know, and then you bring in all that negativity into your relationship.
It's true.
Believe me, I've dated girls that are just like
downers,
doom and gloom.
I know.
Like everything.
I don't have friends like that. I don't have friends like that anymore, and I don't date like that anymore because
yeah.
I just need to be around positive people. It makes you more positive.
Yeah, you date somebody that hates their job. All they do is complain about their job. It's like
right, or their family, or their friends.
I just don't want to.
Or their boss.
It,
I hate that. Yeah,
you know?
Don't date those people. See, negativity, it's going to bring you down. So don't do it.
I'm just saying, I know there's a lot of things that you got to fix, and you can't just float around and think everything is positive and hunky-dory and, you know, you're going to change the world and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, not to, you know, don't be lost in all this, like, trying to be positive type
right.
thing. You know, you just do have to.
You have to work at it, though, because
yeah.
our brains do not default towards positive thoughts. Like,
no.
our brains default towards worry and negativity. And so it really takes, like, conscious effort to every time you have a negative thought or worry, you have to flip it around and think something positive. That's like
yeah.
cognitive behavioral psychology, and it works. I've had to work on that in years. I used to be more negative.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you see me being negative? You've seen that. You see me freak out and be anxious.
Yeah.
But I used to be more negative.
I go in phases.
You seem like you're in a good space now.
Yeah. I think I was in a really good space. I started getting negative just recently about other things, but I caught myself.
Good. See, you got to catch yourself at it.
Because I started getting really depressed about like things and why things weren't going well. And nothing that had to do with sex only or anything here.
Right.
But I was just like, ugh. And then I just had to check myself. And I said, you know what? Even if the worst thing happened.
Right.
I'm still going to be okay.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. Yeah.
You
that's
know?
What you got to tell yourself. Positive things. Positive. Just not – and not poly and not polyamorous, Pollyanna-ish.
Yeah.
Positive. Like, oh, everything's great. Sunshine. No, you can acknowledge that things are bad, but you have to always just think of what you're grateful for, and like all the good things in your life will also help you be more positive. If you're like bummed about something, be like, you know what? I've got great friends, great family. I've got a pair of shoes on my feet. I've got a car to drive, whatever it is that makes you happy. Okay. Dear Emily – hi, I'm a 23-year-old virgin. Unfortunately, I'm worse than a virgin. I've only ever kissed once. Not only do intimate situations make me nervous, but I have issues trying to determine when is the right time for things in terms of social cues. Any advice you could offer? Thanks, Ken.
Ken, this is the biggest issue ever when
ever.
It comes to guys because we can't.
Can't read the cues.
At all.
There was a study that came out years ago that said that men actually are not equipped to read the cues. Like, they're not wired in the way to read cues from women. So, Ken, you're going through something that a lot of guys go through. You can't tell if she likes you, if she wants you to kiss her. And then you're, like, fuddling over it. You're like, I'm worried I'm not reading the cues. I say you just got to be more aggressive and more confident, Ken, and not worry so much about what – if it's right time, not right time, intimate situations that make you nervous. Just go in for the kiss. And I'm not saying within the first 5 minutes. But if you're on a date with someone and it's going well and an opportunity presents itself – try to kiss her. Try to be intimate. Try to tell her what you like about, you know, that you're having a good time. I mean, I think that you might be one of these guys who just aren't able to read the cues. And I also think that, like, even – and I've said this before, that you guys got to make the move because you're so afraid of rejection. But life – rejection is a part of life. And there have been so many guys – and I've tell you this. I've gone on lots of dates. I've kissed many a guy. And I never get mad. If let's say a guy tries to kiss me and then I don't want to kiss him, I'm never mad. I'm never like, oh, why'd you do that? That's so rude. I think you can't really lose.
Yeah.
If anything, you learn that she doesn't want to kiss you. But you got to just be
– and you stop wasting time.
Don't waste your time.
And I'll tell you this right now, Ken. I'm 20 – oh, no, 20. I'm 30.
Not 20.
I wish I was.
How old are you now?
I'm 32 years old.
Finally.
When I was all the way till I was 24 – I was so afraid and shy to make the move when it came to women. I wasted so much time.
You never made the move.
I'd never make the move. There would be girls that I would hang out with for like a year, wasting my time, and I would never try to kiss them. And they wanted to kiss me. They wanted me to, you know, make
right.
the move. But
were you afraid of rejection? Were you?
I was afraid of rejection. I was afraid that they don't really like me in that way. And I've messed up so many times because
so
of
then
that.
How did you finally turn it around?
I finally just said to myself, and I've said this on the show many times. So the new listeners, they might not have heard this before. if she doesn't want to kiss me or doesn't want to be my girlfriend or date me, I'm not going to die.
I'm not going to die. No. What's the worst thing that happens?
You know,
it's not bad.
I'm not going to be homeless, you know. And there's so many women out there that
right.
you can't – that would be down to
exactly,
you know, make out
to
with
mac,
me.
To mac with the yeah. menace.
And I've women – you just – you got to make the move, man. Just
yeah.
don't be
just
afraid.
Make the move
and again
– keep dating.
If they say no, you're not going to die.
Right. You're not going to
die.
It's
not going
to happen. And I think you got to make efforts, Ked, to meet more women. Maybe you got to date online. You got to give yourself more opportunities. And mm-hmm. just remember, you might get rejected 99 out of 100 times.
Yeah. And the rejection sometimes, yeah, it's going to hurt, man.
That's
you know
for
what?
Like a
Whatever.
Minute. The more you've rejected you get, the more you get yeah. used to rejection, right?
Yeah. And another thing – you always wonder why, like, oh, why is the slimy guy, you know, with that chick? Because that slimy guy has been probably rejected by so many women 90 times, but it's just like a numbers game to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it's a numbers game.
He doesn't care if a girl rejects him. Whatever. He just
right.
goes on to the next one,
yeah,
on to the next one. And then
the
finally he finds a girl that's like – that's willing to put up with the sliminess,
right.
you know? So, yeah, man. Just take –
just take risks and don't worry and don't spend too much time in your head that you're a virgin, that you've only kissed one mm-hmm. person. You're the only one that knows this stuff, and I think that you're using it to scare you, and fear is the biggest thing that holds us back. And I think that you've got
yeah.
some fear around it, and you've got to just release it and put yourself out there in situations where you'll meet people.
Yeah, and then once I got over that fear, man, I was banging so much.
Really?
Ridiculous, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my God. And you haven't stopped ever since, right?
Lighter, but yeah, I was banging.
I can't believe you've gained 50 pounds.
Really? You just notice it because you see me every day.
Yeah.
But some people that haven't seen me in a long time, they're like, oh, dude, what happened?
God, only
but
guys
back,
can say that to other guys.
But I'm
back, the
back
gym.
In the gym.
That's good.
And what's cool about the gym that I go to is each machine has its own television, and they all have Bravo. And it's
right.
weird because I told you the Misadvised show that you star in and I make appearances on are playing in the gym, and there's people everywhere watching it.
That's crazy.
But it's funny because they don't recognize me because they're looking forward
right.
at the thing.
Right.
So I'm like running right
that's
next
surreal.
To somebody that's watching both
you
of
on
us
television.
On television.
That's
crazy.
Surreal. I saw that is so crazy. Someone else told me that too, that they saw it at their gym or not in the airplane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were on the airplane and everyone on the airplane was watching it.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's
okay,
cool.
Yeah, no, it's cool. So let's move into our topic, threesomes.
Threesome. Oh, real quick.
Sure.
Sorry not to keep
no,
on talking
no,
about
no.
reality television
and
the show that you're
it.
On, Misadvised. There's a lot of people that are, you know, we have international listeners from
international.
All over the world. And a lot of places you can download the show on iTunes. Just search Misadvised.
Right.
I know people overseas that have downloaded it and watched it.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't, I know Bravo's not overseas. So
right, you can download it.
Yeah, go to iTunes, search Misadvised, and download
the
all the
first
the
episode's
episodes.
Free.
Yeah.
Yep.
The whole season's like $8.
Yeah, dude, $8 is so worth it for Menace
yeah.
9 television.
Of course.
So please, everyone, download the show. That's great, Menace. It's a great
yeah.
point. Okay. Threesomes. Three's company. Okay, so threesomes are one of the biggest sexual fantasies out there and one that a lot of people actually play out. And even if it's just a one-time event, it can open you up to new arenas of pleasure and exploration. Or they can be horrible. People have mm-hmm. bad experiences with threesomes. Like it ruins relationships, they break up, they have sex with someone else in front of their partner can't handle it. Mm-hmm. So before you go head first into your first threesome, we've got some guidelines that will help you make it a night to remember and maybe repeat.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the trio, the most important thing is communication, communication, communication. You have to get a lot off your chest before you take your pants off. For example, if you're in a couple, which is often a lot of times a couple says, let's mm-hmm. have a threesome together, we're together, let's bring someone else in. Well, you need to set rules and guidelines. You need to decide, like, is there going to be penetration? Like, if it's a man and a woman, is she allowed to have sex if it's another guy? Or is he allowed to have sex if there's another woman? Is there making out involved? Is that person going to sleep over? What are the boundaries? What are the guidelines? You have to set all this up ahead of time. Threesomes are not for everyone. Your partner may not even be comfortable with it, so you don't want to risk your relationship by pushing something for someone, something that you want and your partner doesn't want. So you have to first just bring it up, which can be kind of a hard situation. Hey, honey, because then women could flip out, think I'm not enough for you. And I don't think it's about that. I think it's about a fantasy that a lot of men and women hold about just being with two women at once. But they might not be that into it. So you can begin the discussion, though, by talking about fantasies. You can ask your partner, are there any sexual fantasies that you have? You might, instead of saying something like, I've always wanted to bang two chicks at once, you could say something more like, I've always wanted to see you kiss a woman. That might make her, she might be thinking, wow, I've got fantasies of kissing women.
Yeah.
So don't say you want to bang two chicks at once. Don't lead with that. If you are the one pushing for the threesome, they should be the one to decide who the third party is. So she gets to pick if she's attracted to this other partner. Like, you don't get to pick. I think it has to be up for the woman if the guy brings it up. So you have to, again, establish if penetration is okay with everyone. Does everyone cool with that? Does the person sleep over? All that stuff. Okay, you have to avoid common mistakes with threesomes. So everyone involved is going to have their own expectations and limits. So pre-coitus communication is a must. If you're a couple, make sure the third party is on the same boat as you. So you might even have to have a little powwow before it gets started. Doesn't sound hot, doesn't sound romantic, but you might have to be like, listen, babe, you're not sleeping over. Or listen, third party, you're not sleeping over. There's no penetration. Talk about what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with. And once you know the limits, respect them. I don't care how badly you want to have sex with this person. You should still respect them. Limit the liquid courage. You don't want to get too effed up before you do it. Sorry, Menace.
Wow. You're always knocking the good name of alcohol, Emily.
I know. I love alcohol, but I just think that you, you know. And here's the thing about threesomes. They're tricky with relationships going in. I mean, a lot of times if you're a single dude or single woman and you want to get – sometimes it's kind of fun having a threesome when none of you are attached.
Yeah.
To me, personally, that's been a success. Because no one's expecting anything. It's not like I'm watching my boyfriend do something and I'm watching this girl do something. But I get that it's very common for couples to want that.
How was your first threesome experience?
It was good. It was hot. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was that situation. It was with a friend of mine, a woman that I had known for a while, and then this other guy that we were both kind of dating, and then we had this threesome. But we weren't really dating him. We were kind of dating him. Whatever. Long story short, we had a threesome, and it was great because there was no, like, hard feelings. No one felt bad. Whatever. I guess I've had a few. I'm trying to remember now. But I've had all good experiences.
Good.
Except for that one I talked about on television. The second one wasn't good. But
that
the first
was so
one.
Hard to, as a guy, to put it together. You got to get the woman.
You gotta
the women
get,
have to
that's
coordinate
why it,
it
all takes communication.
I had, I would say, two opportunities for it to go down. I was messing around with a girl. And she even brought it up. She's like, yeah.
How the hell did you
like,
mess that up?
I was like, oh, yeah. But it was like super... In the wee hours of the night, you know, in the AM, right? So I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, of course, blah, blah. So I start dialing the phone. I couldn't get the other girl to pick up the phone, right?
Oh.
So then fast forward many months later, I'm with both of the girls again. I'm like, oh, yeah, tonight's the night. It's going down.
Tonight's the night. We make history.
You know? And then, you know, we're all leaving. We're leaving the spots that we're at. And suddenly the girl that brought it up initially months before is not down anymore because she has feelings for me now.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Then
she doesn't
want to do it anymore. And the other girl was upset. She's like, come on, are we going or not?
Oh,
she
my
was
God.
Down.
Menace, you're
the
so
one
close.
That I could've, the one that I couldn't get awake was like – totally down for it. And
then, did you want
it? So, and now the one that brought it up in the first place didn't want to
oh,
do it man, anymore.
This is so sad. The tale of threesomes gone awry. You should write a book. So whatever happened, you just went home with your girl.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. That's a total
threesome
buzzkill.
No, I got actually
buzzkill.
Pissed at both of them. I just,
you
I just
left them
both?
Both
of them. I didn't even get laid.
Yeah,
night.
You're like, don't tease a threesome and then pull out.
Yeah. I went and actually I went to work and slept on the couch at the radio station.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was, like,
was that when you were sleeping?
That's why.
What?
You know, bitches are drama. I mean, lovely ladies are drama.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. So listen, when you're having your threesome, a few things to get started is might be nice to take a shower together.
I love taking showers.
After you shower, yeah. Everyone's on the same page. You're open. You're clean. You're ready to explore. So a little shower together could be a little nice initiation. You still need to be communicating. Nobody's a mind reader. You got to change positions. You have to announce it. Threesomes require a lot of foreplay, not only for physiological reasons, but also for psychological, because everybody needs to feel involved. There's a common thing with threesomes where one person feels left out. Mm-hmm. So remember, threesomes are about three people. You might end up feeling jealous if you're not the center of attention. So be complimentary. Use names. Also keep the mood light so you and your partners know you're having a good time. If you're the man in the threesome, chances are this is a fantasy come true for you. But remember that the woman won't be catering to just you, but to other as well. So don't try to please both your partners at the same time. If you feel like you always have to be paying attention to both, neither will be satisfied. So think of how hard it is to please one woman.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to please two at the same time.
No way.
Difficult. So, you know, maybe one, you're pleasing one, the other one's masturbating or has a sex toy or something like that. Okay. Don't expect everything you desire the first time. Just remember that by having the threesome, you're actually experiencing a very great gift. You can also include masturbation in. It might seem strange, but it shows how comfortable you are in the situation and sets the mood for others. So if, you know, the other two people are having sex, you can still pleasure yourself, like I said. So after the threesome, it's mixed. Some people say it's not wise to all spend the night together. It can be really fun for you all to spend the night together. It's up to you. If you're in a relationship, you should reassure your partner that you enjoyed yourself, but it was experimental fun. Tell them how much seeing them in pleasure turned you on. And while you did enjoy yourself, you're happy that it's just the two of you. Sometimes women might need reinforcement after the threesome and tell them that it was no big thing. Yeah, she was hot, but I really would rather bang you, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I commend the men that can coordinate it.
I know. I mean, it's hard. There's a lot of guys I know are like, a lot of guys I know wouldn't even want one. They're like I just said, they're like, I can barely handle one woman.
Yeah.
To have two. But it is a common thing fantasy. So there's positions. You could also go online watching threesome porn together. You can discover the moves that you like. The Sinclair Institute, we love Sinclair Institute. They have a video called Nina Hartley's Guide to Threesomes. So if you're really like, I'm not getting this, Emily, I don't know. You know, you don't have to watch a porn with a threesome because learning how to do anything through porn is not the best way. But Sinclair Institute has instructional videos. And Nina Hartley, she's a longtime porn star. She did one on how to conduct a successful threesome. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest doing that. You know, there's lots of great instructional DVDs out there that people can learn how to perform oral sex, how to do different things. You can read my book. I've got an amazing book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can buy it on Amazon. And it is a rocking book.
It has every position
in the book, but they're not like difficult, weird positions that you can't do. They're positions that you can totally do and they will make you happy.
Since you're pimping yourself, talk about Kegel Camp, which was a huge hit because we did the video show the other day.
Yeah.
And then they played the video during the video show.
I love that. I loved our little video show. Tuesdays at 2:00 Pacific Standard Time. Okay, so I have an app for the iTunes store for the iPhone called Kegel Camp. Kegel exercises are for men and women. You can do them for 5 minutes a day. They're the pee-stopping muscles. So they're those muscles that when you stop and start the flow of urine, you contract them and you release them. My app, and it's for men. I've heard actually from more men than women that it's helped them with their sex life. It helps men with premature ejaculation, helps men stay harder longer. It helps women have stronger orgasms. It helps them with urinary incontinence. After a baby or something, you tend to leak a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you sneeze and you pee in your pants. It's not pretty. Wow. But Kegel exercises tighten those muscles. And the thing about the app is a reminder pops up every day that reminds you to do your Kegel exercises. So you're like, oh, time for Kegel Camp. And it's my voice walking you through it, which we know is so lovely.
Yes.
Right?
Speaking about peeing, you know, Snooki is pregnant.
Yes. Is she peeing in her pants?
And I was watching. She has a new television show with JWoww, who's another cast member from the Jersey Shore.
Right.
Which hopefully everyone's seen it. It's an amazing, critically acclaimed television
Jesus
show.
Jesus Christ.
But so they go to New York and I guess there's this place called Ninja or something like that, some restaurant.
Okay.
And then so they have like ninjas that just fly out from different places. And they're in the elevator going into this restaurant and a ninja flies out and she pees her pants.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
She was scared?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're pregnant too. But Kegels.
So you're going to definitely – well, that's what they recommend for women after they have a baby is to do the Kegel exercise.
Or do it during or after. And it really helps. And you can buy these Kegel balls. You can buy them at Good Vibes that you stick in. Remember I was wearing those for a few days?
Yeah, you had some balls.
I had some balls in my vagina. And you can do your exercises just by walking around. They naturally do the exercises for you.
Wow.
I know. It's awesome. I have to start wearing them again. They're sitting on in my bathroom and I keep meaning to put them in. The balls.
Has anybody walked in and go, oh, what are these?
No. No one's come over lately.
Are these those stress balls?
I asked to get, yeah, they look like that.
That you put in your hand?
They kind of look like that, but I hope nobody touches my Kegel balls after they've been in my vagina. Not that there's anything wrong with my vagina, but I just, you know, germs. One more shout out is to Mask. Mask is kind of like a Listerine strip that masks the taste of semen. We all know that oral sex tends to fall by the wayside after you've been with someone for a while. If you're with a woman who or a man who doesn't love performing oral sex, you take these Listerine, they're like Listerine strips. They come in chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, and mango, and it's Your Mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E is the website. And the goal of Mask is to bring you and your partner closer together inside the bedroom and out. And they're delicious. We taste them. It lasts for 15 minutes. They're like this cool, minty, like, feeling with cool, minty taste with chocolate, strawberry, mango, watermelon.
Oh, your favorite.
Don't you feel like if it would increase women's ability to give you orgasms, I mean, give you blowjobs, wouldn't you be like, here's a Listerine strip?
Yes.
Mask
doing the,
strip?
Doing not the Listerine, Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work.
I remember when I was a teenager and I was, you know, trying to get fellatio, then I offered up strawberry flavored condoms and they were down for it.
Oh, they sucked the condom over your penis? Did it feel good?
Yeah, this once. No.
No, you'd rather not do that.
Yeah, but this Listerine thing is not, they just put it in their mouth and it dissolves. And,
right.
So they're actually sucking your penis without a condom.
Exactly. We've got some samples if you're interested. Email us.
All right.
Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet extremely powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code EMILY for 15% off at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.